The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the September 8th issue of the Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, General Hospital Fall Preview 2025, Nathan and Valentin return, Erica Slezak debuts, and more by Mara Levinsky. It's shaping up to be an explosive fall on General Hospital, which kicked off in September with the shooting of Drew Kane, a crime for which characters ranging from Portia to Michael to Willow have ample motive. And as fans know, Ryan Pavey is returning to the canvas nearly a decade after exiting the role of Nathan West, and One Life to Live legend Erica Slezak will be making her debut in the coming weeks as Port Charles says goodbye to one of its most beloved residents, Monica Quatermain, played by the late Leslie Carlson. In a new interview with TV Insider, the show's co-head writers Elizabeth Corte and Chris Van Eaton broke down all of the action set to unfold this season. Season's greetings. Touching on the fall from grace at Drew that made him such a target, Kate and Van Etten noted, a canvas can suffer from having too many heroes, describing their efforts to reimagine and empower his character. The investigation into who shot him leaves many of the show's key players at risk of standing accused, chief among them, Michael, noting that Sonny's son is capable of a ruthlessness we've never seen before since surviving the firebombing, the writers shared. He'll find himself with the upper hand, but will he do what will... He'll find himself with the upper hand, but what will he do with it? That's not the only family drama Michael will find himself in the midst of, as Major Story will emerge from the send-off for his grandmother, Monica. The scribes revealed, for most, it will be an occasion for mourning and togetherness, but for a few, it will mark an opportunity to be seized. They hinted, it is against the mournful backdrop of Monica's passing that Erica Slezak's character enters the fray, bearing surprising connections to the Quatermain clan and mysterious ties to others on the canvas. Pavey's comeback also has big implications. While Nathan died on screen in 2018, it appears possible that, like his sister Britt, reports of his demise were greatly exaggerated. According to the writers, his arrival portends a huge new mystery and romantic chaos all around. Anna will most assuredly feel the impact. Previewed Corte and Van Eaton, twin miracles, the returns of Britt and Nathan, feel more like twin omens to Anna. To her mind, there's only one person who could have saved them both from death, Caesar Faison. Anna's fall is about learning the truth behind their survival, but the more questions she asks, the closer she is to danger. Speaking of danger, both an imprisoned Valentin and his former fugitive daughter Charlotte will have roles to play this fall. She's very useful to anyone who wants something from Valentin, and she knows it. The writer stated, on the Valentin front, certain revelations that occur in the months to come will have him striking an unlikely alliance and making a run at freedom. Other established favorites will also see major shakeups in their lives. Sonny, for one, faces what the writers called an existential threat to his empire in the form of Jen Sidwell, who, they wrote, is not a traditional adversary and uses means other than violence to try to take Sonny down. Meanwhile, his game of cat and mouse with ADA Justin Turner heats up. The scribes hinted that at a certain Port Charles resident with a nose for trouble could be the one to blow up the big secret Ava, Christina, and Alexis are harboring, namely that they've stashed Rick Lansing in Alexa's basement. Meanwhile, Kurt and Portia's marriage is in tatters, and she fell into Isaiah's arms while he is questioning whether he might have a future with his previous wife, Jordan. According to the writers, this quartet will face a trial that threatens to upend all of their lives. Overseas, Britt, Jocelyn, and Vaughn are still fighting for their lives at the Five Poppies, and Jason returns to the resort determined to rescue Britt once and for all. If they do manage to get the better of Pascal and his cronies and head back to Port Charles, Britt might be wise not to expect a warm reception from those who hated her, or those that loved her. Revealed the writers, this story will play out for some time to come, drawing in assorted Quatermains, Falconeri's, Spencer's, and Corinthy. Maybe even a Cooper, as in Brad and Britt's boyfriend who left town earlier this year. Presuming Josh makes it out of Croatia alive, she'll be facing some changed dynamics back home, as by the time that happens, not only Anna but Jason as well will know her big secret. She's a WSB agent, and how long will they keep a lid on it? Posed the writers, who also hinted that Carly and Brennan's relationship might not survive the fallout if Carly finds out what her lover enlisted her daughter to do. Men who cross Carly pay the price, they reminded. What General Hospital storyline are you most looking forward to seeing this fall? Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, casting news. The young and restless casting shocker. General Hospital alumni Matt Cohen heads to Genoa City. By Mara Levinsky. Yet another General Hospital alumni is making the move to the Young and Restless. After hiring Tamron Braun, who ex-Carly and ex-Kim, and Roger Howarth, ex-Todd and ex-Franco and ex-Austin, the show is adding Matt Cohen to the cast. The actor began taping his scenes last week and will make his Young and Restless debut on October the 16th in the role of Detective Burrow. On the case, Cohen first burst onto the soap scene in 2016 when General Hospital tapped him to play Griffin Monroe, a unique multi-finite of priest and doctor who turned out to be the surprise son of the late Duke Lavery. Among his love interests there, Haley Aaron, who played Kiki and now portrays Claire on The Young and Restless. The actor exited the show in 2019, telling Soap Opera Digest, "I don't know when I started thinking about leaving or when I made the decision at all. It just came up to that. Oh, wow. These 3 years that I've been here for the length of my contract are completed, and I was starving creatively to push myself to a place I've never gone before. It wasn't me being bored with the storyline or with the writers at GH or anything like that. It was just, oh, I did 3 years here. I don't want to do any more, and I need to do something and then maybe come back. I need to be scared, and I need to be thrilled, and I need to figure out what I'm made of." That same year, Cohen began a stint as a correspondent for Entertainment Tonight, while also serving as co-anchor of the series' weekend show. Before leaving the show in 2023, he won a Daytime Emmy Award for his hosting work. Outside of soaps, Cohen is also well-known for his starring role as Aiden on South of Nowhere and his multiple appearances on Supernatural, where he portrayed a young John Winchester and Archangel Michael. On The Young and Restless, Cohen's character will be involved in the investigation swirling around a major case that, according to Entertainment Weekly, involves many of Genoa City's key players. Are you excited to see Cohen in Genoa City this fall? Sound off in the comments section and let us know what you think. In our next story today, the Tune-In Alert. Episode guide for The Bold and Beautiful, Behind the Gates, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and Restless for the week of September the 8th by Michelle Parkinson. From Beyond the Gates, on Beyond the Gates on Monday, September the 8th, the hostage situation takes a violent turn. Leslie gets the rug pulled out from under her, and Ava seems a new side of her father. Anita and Vernon worry they pushed the limits for one of their own on Tuesday, September the 8th. Naomi doesn't like what she sees where her parents are concerned, and Thomas is asked to battle the Duprees. On Wednesday, September the 10th, the kidnapper makes a bizarre request. Ted confronts Nicole when his efforts aren't rewarded, and Smitty and Martin reconnect while another couple inches closer to each other. Chelsea shocks her cousin with an abrupt decision on Thursday, September the 11th. Haley is fed up with Bill pushing her aside. Danny confides in Vanessa about her feelings, which prompts Vanessa to see Joey, and Derek is harboring a secret. On Friday, September the 12th, Samantha schemes, Kat spies two duos in close moments, and she's upset by both, and Ashley makes a very bold move. And from the Days of Our Lives, on Days on Monday, September the 8th, EJ is on the receiving end when Gwen has something to complain about, while Jack and Jennifer hear some upsetting news. Putting Chad on the spot, EJ questions his feelings for Kat on Tuesday, September the 9th, while Gabby reminds Tony of the terms of their deal. On Wednesday, September the 10th, Theo gets some support from Abe and Paulina as he settles back into town, and Kayla and Marlena find time to catch up with one another. As Chanel decides she's ready for her and Johnny to start a family on Thursday, September the 11th, Stephanie shares a secret with Alex. And on Friday, September the 12th, Brady has a hunch and shares his theory with Steve while Kristen is shocked by something Rachel does. From General Hospital, on Monday, September the 8th, the episode of GH, Jason springs to action. Anna zeroes in on her prime suspects. Brennan is offered a deal and Britt has cause for alarm. And Cody scores points with Molly. Time is running out for Britt on Tuesday, September the 9th. Michael asks Curtis for help, and Lulu has a big decision to make, and Alexis says too much, and Portia turns the tables. On Wednesday, September the 10th, Anna and Dante question a suspect. Willow confers with Chase. Trina confides in Emma. Carly advises Lulu, and Nina receives a tempting proposition. A shocking return rocks Port Charles on Thursday, September the 11th. Jason is stonewalled. Nina briefs Lulu. Dante is caught off guard, and Lucas grills Carly. And on Friday, September the 12th, Anna defends herself. Dante and Lulu break big news. Elizabeth cautions Lucas, and Sonny reveals his plan, and Brennan wants answers. From The Young and Restless, on The Young and Restless on Monday, September the 8th, Victor surprises Claire with damaging information about Kyle. Sally questions Billy's decision-making, and Audra and Holden exchange threats. Nick warns Phyllis about Kane's latest project on Tuesday, September the 9th, and Kyle and Claire have difficulty finding a common ground, and Mariah makes a confession. On Wednesday, September the 10th, Jack is concerned about a cryptic message. Kane ruins Billy and Sally's big night, and Phyllis takes control. Jack demands answers from Billy on Thursday, September the 11th, and Nick shares a secret with Sharon, and Phyllis gives Sally unsolicited advice. On Friday, September the 12th, Victor and Michael settle unfinished business. Kane makes a new alliance, and Sally faces an ethical dilemma. In our next story today, the tune-in alert. Beyond the Gates spoilers. A rescue in jeopardy and cheaters caught. By Diane Brunstein. Caught in the act. The week of September the 1st will be repeats, so the action in the Beyond the Gates spoilers preview for the week of September 8th begins to unfold in the private poker room at Joey's casino as he and Vanessa have a charged conversation that leads to clothes flying off. I have no problem lying to Doug if it means bringing you back to me where you belong, Joey tells her. As he says that, they are seen getting hot and heavy as Doug walks in. Joey seems to hear him because he suddenly looks up and the two men eye each other. X's and O's. Nicole and Ted are once again at odds as she tries to move forward with their divorce while he remains determined to win her back. They come face to face once more and Nicole does not hold back. You need applause, she asks. Before clapping in his face, he closes his eyes with a weary, defeated look on his face. Here you go, she adds, as she walks away from him. Real emotion? For now, Vanessa managed to keep Leslie out of the gates, and the recently wealthy woman is not happy about it. She talks with her daughter Ava about it, telling her, I'm not some low-class chump. As she continues to break down, Leslie keeps repeating, I'm somebody, I'm somebody, as Ava wraps her arms around her. And to the rescue, the scene switches to Kat on FaceTime with the rest of the Dupree clan. I'll text you the address, Kat says. Manning the phone on the other end is Anita, who is there with Danny, Bill and Vernon and Naomi, and even Haley, who pleads, please. Suddenly, chaos erupts as Kat yells, Jacob, look out for that truck. In the secluded cabin, Allison, still wearing her wedding dress, fights with Chelsea while holding a huge kitchen knife. Chelsea defends herself and yells, crazy ass bitch, I've had it with you. They struggle with the knife. Will one get stabbed? See it all for yourself in the video. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And don't miss our first look gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this coming week. In our next story today, the tune-in alert for Days of Our Lives. Chanel wants a baby. Raffi tests DNA. And Rachel Confesses by Diane Brunstein. Missing You, the action in this Days of Our Lives video spoilers for the preview week of September the 8th, begins as Maggie and Julie are talking, providing each other with comfort as both miss their late husbands. Time goes so quickly, laments Maggie. Julie concurs as she tells her dear friend, quickly for some, slowly for others. Each can be seen holding pictures of their men that they loved, Victor for Maggie, Doug for Julie. Time is running out. Javi, dressed in his uniform, tells Leo the news. The waiting period is over, Leo. Tons of people are going to be competing to adopt the cutest boy on the planet, Javi says as both men look down at the baby, thrilled to have a little bundle of blue in their lives. But Javi is right. There are others in Salem who would like to have little T in their lives. Chanel and Johnny are finally solid again and thinking about the future. Chanel tells her husband, I already have a baby in mind. Johnny flashes her a smile. Are they going to throw their hat in the ring to adopt Sophia and Tate's baby? Even though they have no idea this is the same baby they almost adopted previously. The truth is catching up. As images of Sophia and Tate are seen, Brady can be heard saying, Do you remember how I told you that the firehouse baby could not have been Sophia's? Brady is on the phone in Horton Town Square, talking with Steve, who is at his detective agency. Suddenly, the scene switches to Raffi, who is getting in on the action. He's Little T's official foster father, even if Leo and Javi have been doing most of the work. Raffi uses the tools he has to collect DNA from the baby before asking. So is he right? Could the baby be theirs? And the damage. Rachel wants the truth about what is happening with her mother, Kristen. She asks Brady, How long, Daddy? They are at Horton Town Square, sitting on a bench as Brady answers, Six. 6 years. Holly is with Rachel when the young girl tells Holly, It's my fault my mom's in prison. Finds its way home. There is a knock at the DeMira mansion. Tony opens the door and smiles. "Well, welcome home, Theodore," he says, as he brings his nephew Theo in for a hug. See it all for yourself in the preview videos. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out our spoilers gallery for the sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including Days of Our Lives. In our next story today, the tune-in alert for The Bold and Beautiful. Luna is about to be caught, by Chris Eads. Tensions are rising in The Bold and Beautiful spoilers for the week of September the 8th. First, Thomas continues to pressure Brooke to back off, even as Taylor refuses to accept Ridge's rejection. Then, Lee wants Luna to stay away from Will, while Liam helps the young man track down the mystery woman who took advantage of him. This could get very, very messy. Stuck in the middle. Thomas returned home to Los Angeles single after his engagement to Paris fell apart, which made him especially eager to see his parents tie the knot and live happily ever after. But he knows that Brooke will always be a thorn in their side, so he wants to make sure she doesn't interfere in their lives again. "My whole family would have been together if it wasn't for you," Thomas complains as Brooke frowns in response. But what Thomas doesn't know is that Ridge confessed with his undying love to Brooke after rescuing her from drowning in Italy and has finally informed Taylor that he can't marry her. "I will always," Ridge stammers as Taylor finishes his sentence, knowing exactly what's coming next. "Always love me," she snaps. "Well, I'm not going to let you do this, but is there anything Taylor can do to change Ridge's mind?" On the hunt, Lee has been constantly reminding Luna that she has to be very careful that no one knows that she's still alive, or they'll both end up in a whole lot of trouble. But Luna's ongoing obsession is threatening both of their futures. "Will Spencer is off limits," Lee proclaims, putting her foot down, and of course Luna just responds with that smug, enigmatic smile that she seems to always be wearing these days. Lee will certainly blow her top when she finds out that Luna sneaked out and crashed Will's party to get him super drunk so he could sleep with him. Meanwhile, Will wants some answers about that night, especially the woman with whom he had sex while under the influence and unable to consent. Texting from her burner phone, Luna taunted Will with a picture of the mask that she's been wearing that evening, which led Will to believe he was sleeping with Electra. "I just need to find out who's doing this," Thomas sighs. Thankfully, it looks like Liam's computer skills come in pretty handy as he helps his brother track down his mystery woman. "One of those top three apartments," he tells Will, gesturing at the information on his laptop screen, and soon enough, Will is entering apartment 402, where Luna reacts with a start in the bathroom. "Come out," Will calls. "I need to speak with you." Leaning up against the wall, Luna panics. Is her plan to steal Will for herself about to fall apart, or will she be able to adapt? Let us know what you think is going to happen next on The Bold and Beautiful. And be sure to check out our spoilers photo gallery for the sneak peek at what's coming up on all of the soaps. In our next story today, the latest. General Hospital's Kelly Thebaud shares, "I went through a bit of a midlife crisis," by Chris Eads. Britt's life is in a state of chaos right now on General Hospital, but portrayer Kelly Thebaud reports that her own off-camera life is on an upswing after a recent tumultuous period. Following her 2023 exit from the soap, the actress moved across the ocean to London to live with her beau at the time, but things did not go according to plan. A learning experience. I've heard so many people say how wonderful their 40s are, and I'm hoping to get to that point, Thebaud joked to The Woman's World. When I was turning 40, I went through a bit of a midlife crisis. I was single, I obviously felt the pressure of the baby clock ticking, and I kind of panicked. I ended up making some decisions that really set me back and hurt me. Now that she's back in California and part of the GH cast again, Thibaud has learned from her experience and is looking forward to what's next. I'm feeling a little bit more like myself, but a different version of myself, she explained. One of the biggest lessons I've finally learned is never to put someone else above myself and always protect myself first. Better late than never, I guess. I hope I can take those lessons and have an amazing rest of my 40s. Thibaud spent about a year and a half living in London and ultimately fell in love with the city. At first, it was a difficult transition from Los Angeles, she shared, but once I started to figure out the city, find my groove, and slowly meet people and find my confidence there, I loved it. When you live in a different country, it helps you grow as a person. You get to know yourself, so I was starting to feel so good, and then, unfortunately, I had to leave. Still, the actress plans to travel across the pond whenever she can manage it, and even celebrate her birthday in London at the end of August. I am based in Los Angeles, where we shoot, but we have 17 weeks off a year, Thibaud reported. I'm going to try to spend as much of that time in London as I can. I still have a work visa over there, and I don't want to go to waste it. Thibaud recently returned to London for a trip in order to wrap up her life there by packing up the rest of her things. Well, I did it, she shared on Instagram. Moving out of my London storage unit was a huge undertaking to do by myself. I had a week to move out, pack, ship, sell, and donate my stuff. GH Star's post included a video montage of her adventure set to the song Next to Me by Australian alternative dance group Rufus Du Sol. Included are some shots at the packed storage unit as well as a selfie video of her looking overwhelmed and exhausted as she works on it. But she also included some more scenic images of London, including the statue of Queen Victoria at Kensington Palace. The final shot is a freeze frame of Thibaud jumping triumphantly into the air in her now empty storage unit, her work finally completed. The video also included numerous clips of the actress dancing, which she shared was one of her coping mechanisms when it all became too much. I tried to make the best of it, Thibaud wrote. Danced when I felt sad or exhausted, met up with friends, and tried to find moments to enjoy a city I love so much. Moving from California to London and back again has proven one thing to Thibaud. She can do anything she puts her mind to. I have grown so much through this experience, she shared. I have so much confidence in myself now, and I know that there isn't anything that I can't do on my own. Till next time, London. Well, that's all for this week's Soap Opera Digest, and thank you for joining me today. And I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.